So I invite you to close your eyes and just suspend all thoughts you may have in your mind at this moment. Allow them to float past you as thought groups and just gently let the wind blow them away until you can just receive Spirit working on you. Spirit is always there 24/7. Let's just bring our awareness to the transmission of love that is flowing to us. And in this awareness of the transmission of love, let us invite Kryon to deliver another message.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Last week, we talked about something a little different. We talked about the human being having a certain kind of engine that was practical and that was like a tool. Now, we have talked about tools for the New Age. We've talked about perhaps some powerful things that human beings have, but we are now starting to reframe the idea and call it an engine. Now, there are certain reasons why we're doing this, so that you will understand, like an engine, first of all, it has to be fed. Fuel, perhaps, perhaps not, in order to work. That particular fuel we have described as intent. Number two, an engine then works and moves you forward normally because you think of an engine in a vehicle. So as the human being, you are the vehicle, and there are certain kinds of engines inside of you that propel you forward with certain kinds of attributes. Now again, we have talked about these attributes, but this time we're going to start compartmentalizing them, and we're going to show you a little about how powerful they are. Think of an engine in you, a physical thing, perhaps, that's invisible. And when you feed it intent, it starts to crank away, as they say, and produce certain kinds of things. Now, in a vehicle, the thing it's producing is energy. That energy is then transmuted, perhaps, to the wheels, and it propels you forward. Energy. It produces energy. This engine that I'm going to talk about right now is my favorite engine for the human being because it is so powerful. It can do so much. It has filled books. It has filled many channelings. We're just going to identify two parts of it that you probably did not realize were part of it. The energy that this creates has been proven to be very real. The engine that we're talking about right now, this channel, this week, is called human consciousness. It is a energy that can manufacture all manner of things for the human body. Manufacture. It has so many aspects for you to look at. Let's look at the first of many. And I'm just going to give you two. This engine, when fed intent and given direction and steered correctly, can push human energy actually into your future. You heard me right. It can push it into your future. Now, we have talked about this before. You have called it the law of attraction. Call it whatever you want to. But you push your energy of expectation in front of your path, and you find that your path changes. Now, here is an esoteric question for those of you who tend to question these kinds of things. Are you changing your future? Because you might say, well, you know, you're not supposed to be able to change your future because you don't know what's going to happen and you have free choice. So here is the answer to that, which will satisfy that question. No, not directly, because you don't know your future. Instead, you are putting a smooth road in front of you so that when you get there, there won't be some problems. How does that sound? This is the energy of you paving the road for your future. How would you like that? How would you like to create your own reality? This is what we are taught. This is a special engine, a very special engine. Now, that's just one of many things that human consciousness can do. Have you ever thought of that? Have you ever thought about you having an engine that is powerful, that has been shown to be energy, that can create things? It can. I'm only going to give you two. There are many. But the big two, number one, you can, with your own consciousness, create a smooth road before you. This program today started with affirmations. What are affirmations? They are part of the engine of your creation. What you do is start to say them so that everything in your body hears them clearly and completely. That becomes reality. Is it the law of attraction, or is it more powerful than that? It is more powerful than that. You start to affirm things as though they are happening now. Part of the fun part of affirmations is saying things that perhaps you're not experiencing at this moment, but you're affirming you are. Your body hears it, sees it, your consciousness takes it, and that's the next subject. Are you aware that human consciousness is the energy of creating changes in your own bodily chemistry? How many of you have studied the placebo effect? We have spoken of that. Where you expect to get well, maybe even the curative power of a disease, and you take a pill that has nothing in it, but you're told it does. And the consciousness of your expectation then heals you. Nothing in the pill. So what took place? It was your engine of expectation that took care of it. Dear ones, the same thing happens, and we've said this before, when you expect bad things. Here they come. How many of you had a series of bad things? And when one bad thing happens, you'll say, well, what's next? Well, another bad thing. And you'll go, fine. What's next? What possibly could happen? Another bad thing. You have just set up a series of bad things. That's the engine. Did you know that? Did you even think of it? Or did you expect, well, you're just a victim of Earth and bad things happen? That's your programming. That's your programming. What if instead you expect good things? But more than that, are you aware that consciousness changes your chemistry? What happens when you have the consciousness of fear? What happens when you have the consciousness of any kind of fear, of being afraid of anything, or the consciousness perhaps even of depression or anxiety? What happens? Chemistry changes. You know it does. Medical science knows it does. Who did that? Did your body do it by itself, or did your thinking engine do it? Your consciousness is the key to your chemistry. Addictions are consciousness. You have to have this, you have to have that, even though you may die from it. You know I'm right. You know what I'm saying. That's the engine that you have fueled with intent, truly with intent, to be addicted. That's how powerful it is. Now turn that around. What if your expectations would change the chemistry in your body to, number one, live longer? You expect to live longer. How many of you know people who expect to die at a certain age, and they do, or expect that they will follow the parents and the examples and catch the same diseases? And it happens. Are you aware of what your conscious engine did? It cranked right through the expectations and delivered right on time. What if that could be turned around? The engine of consciousness is the healer of humanity. That's what keeps you healthy. That is number one, health personified. That's the number one pill, you might even say. That's the number one way to live longer. Imagine an engine that you have, that you possess, that's always been there, but you were programmed not to use it for anything except poor things, negativity. That's the engine of consciousness that makes you think you're a victim of the planet, that you'll never get ahead. That's the engine of consciousness. You think it, and it happens. Are you getting this? You think it, and it happens. What do you expect? Be careful. There are some of you who will say, well, I've always tried to get ahead, but I never got ahead. That's an interesting statement of consciousness. When did you put that in your engine? You put it in your engine and it cranked right through it, and that's what you got. Are you aware of that? Just saying those words out to the field is your engine placing those thoughts right in front of you. That beautiful engine can change your chemistry. What have you got in your body you don't want? Is there anything in your body that is happening right now that might have to do with bodily chemistry? And the answer was, well, yes, all of it. All of it. Everything you might have that is wrong with you, whether it's headaches or whether it's a major disease, has to do with chemistry. Guess what engine is available that changes chemistry? That's the engine of consciousness. And you've got it. You have it. You have it already. Dear ones, I am telling you what I have told you for 30 years. You are in control. Total control of what happens to you and what goes on in your body. Your control of how fast you heal, how slow you heal. You're in control of so much more than you ever had any idea. Imagine. What better two things have I given you than this? Number one, your engine is controlling that which you expect, what happens to you next. And number two, your engine controls your health. It can cure you of disease because that's what it does. That's what it's for. Consciousness is energy, and it's spectacular. You are magnificent. And don't let anyone ever tell you you're not. This is the news of a day for you tonight, at this moment. I'm crying in love with you all. And so it is.